More news stories now, including a despicable theft. But first, an eyewitness account of a coach fire.
A doctor has described how she helped dozens of shocked and tearful passengers after they were led off their coach after it caught fire on the A11 near Wyndham. No one was hurt in the blaze, which broke out on the double-decker vehicle carrying 71 people from Luton on a day trip to Great Yarmouth, bringing the main road to a standstill. Dr. Kate Grant from Great Hockham said she first realised something was wrong when cars ahead of her turned on their hazard lights. She said the bus had pulled over and there were flames coming out of the back of it, and I thought, there's no one on the side of the road. I was thinking, why is no one coming off the bus? I got out of the car and people were then coming off the bus. There were people holding babies and elderly people. They were just completely shell-shocked. I said, you have to get away from there, because either there's going to be another road accident or you wonder if it's going to explode.
The founder of a Norfolk military veterans charity has urged the public to watch out for fake fundraisers. Mike Taylor from King's Lynn-based Bridge for Heroes said some people pretending to be from his charity had tried fundraising door-to-door in the past. He said the fake fundraisers had printed off postcards with the Bridge for Heroes logo on and knocked on doors, but Bridge for Heroes does not raise money door-to-door. He called on donors to be vigilant when giving money to fundraisers and to call his charity if they were unsure about who the fundraiser was. The Evening News was contacted on Friday about a man from Bridge for Heroes who was collecting money on Pottergate. The fundraiser, a former veteran, was genuine, but his ID was not visible and he was collecting on the street without permission from Norwich City Council. Mr. Taylor said he had strayed too far from nearby Hooper's Surplus, where he was meant to be collecting money. Charities need a licence from the council to collect in Norwich, but can collect on private property with permission from the owner. Mr. Taylor, who said his charity has helped 385 veterans in the last 5 years, apologised for the incident, but said he was legitimate and had ID. He said the charity was now getting permission from Norwich City Council to fundraise on the streets.
Bosses of a disabled charity have condemned as despicable vandals who tried to break into a minibus which had just been purchased following a fundraising campaign. The 16-seater adapted minibus had only just been bought by NANSA after more than £1,300 was raised following a community appeal, and had not even been used when it had its window and a wing mirror smashed by thugs. The vehicle, which was parked at the charity's Adult and Youth Centre on Beauthorpe Road, Norwich, was due to transport a group from the centre to a Swaffham golf club for taster sessions. The incident has shocked and angered workers at the Norfolk charity, who are hoping to get the bus repaired as soon as possible.
A bronze crucifix has been stolen from the war memorial of a Norwich City Centre church in what police described as an abhorrent theft. Police are investigating after the theft was discovered at St Peter Mancroft. The cross sat in the very centre of the memorial, surrounded by 6 metal plaques bearing the names of the fallen from the First World War. Church Council Secretary Colin Pordham said, "This was an absolutely appalling and sacrilegious act. We do not know exactly when it was stolen, but when Robert, one of our regular volunteers, spotted it had gone, we were deeply saddened." The memorial has been used in the past by the Norfolk and Norwich Combined Ex-Services Association during Armistice Day services.
A decision over controversial plans to convert a former Norwich church into homes has been put back. City councillors were due to decide whether to grant permission for the changes to St Peter's Methodist Church in Park Lane. Officers had recommended approval even though 120 objections had been lodged to the proposals to convert the Golden Triangle Church and associated buildings into 20 homes. Objectors to the proposals by Wyndham-based The Interesting Building Company filled the public seating at the Planning Committee meeting at City Hall with more than a dozen people ready to speak against the application. Concerns which have been raised include the loss of community asset, that it would lead to traffic problems and parking issues, that it would destroy the privacy of homes nearby, and that the development was out of character with the surrounding area. But before discussions of the application started, councillors unanimously voted to defer the decision on the application so they can visit the site.
A lifeline for clubbers in need of help after a night out in the city has issued an SOS of its own for help to enable it to continue its vital work. The bus was launched as a place of safety for pub and club goers after the river deaths of Nick Green, 16, and James Toms, 21, in the city in 2001. But bosses of the bus have launched a plea for help to find more volunteer drivers in order to keep the safe haven operating on the streets in the weeks and months ahead. Jenny Smith, SOS Bus Volunteer Coordinator, said, "Without volunteers, the SOS bus wouldn't be able to provide such a vital resource to the bustling nightlife in Norwich city centre. Anyone who volunteers for the bus feels that they are doing something of value to help the local community and make Norwich a safer place for those out and about in the city during Friday and Saturday nights."
A pilot who took off from a North Norfolk airfield and flew through a Red Arrows display, causing major disruption, has had his licence suspended and been fined. Andrew Kane, 62, left North Reps airfield near Cromer and flew his helicopter into restricted airspace planned to protect the RAF acrobatic team at an air show in Bedfordshire. Pleading guilty to the offence, as well as an additional charge relating to inadequate preparation for his flight, Kane, from Leighton Buzzard, was fined £2,500 at Luton Magistrates Court. Kane's pilot licence has been suspended by the CAA. The CAA said that it was determined to tackle the problem of pilots infringing restricted or controlled airspace to protect public safety.